Morning, everyone. Even though we find ourselves in mid-February, the clock is ticking on the second session of this Congress on some very important matters for the American people. Moving a pro-growth package as we attempt to ameliorate the economic downturn that we're seeing. Passing an extension of FISA so that our intelligence agencies have the ability to protect our national security. And ending the status quo on earmarks. These are just but a few of the issues where time is of the essence and Congress is failing to meet the needs of the American people. To discuss this further is our leader, John Boehner.
Well, Adam, thank you. Americans know that Washington's broken, and it's really not going to be fixed until we find a way to quit wasting billions of dollars of taxpayer funds. And I think that begins with fundamental earmark reform. We sent Speaker Pelosi a letter about 10 days ago asking her to join with House Republicans in having a moratorium on earmarks until such time as we set up a select committee that can look into how this earmark process works and how it could work better. Clearly, they've refused to join us. House Republicans on our own are going to continue to put standards in place for what an earmark should be and what it shouldn't be to make sure that we're not wasting taxpayer funds. But today, on the floor of the House, on the rule for the higher education bill, the previous question vote is going to be about support of the Kingston-Wolf bill that would put the moratorium in effect immediately and set up a bipartisan bicameral select committee to review this whole earmark process and determine what is an earmark, what isn't an earmark, and under what conditions an earmark might be appropriate. And I'm hoping that all of my Republican colleagues, and for that matter, Democrat colleagues, will join us in supporting this previous question vote today so that we can bring this issue to a vote of the House where I'm sure that it'll pass.
Roy Blunt.
Well, as the leader said, not only today, but depending on what happens today, if we're not successful today, I believe we'll continue to see this issue, an issue that Republicans bring to the House floor, saying on not just this rule, but possibly other rules in the future, we are not willing to move forward with rules that go to other business until we've dealt with this question of how we reform this earmark process so that it works in the right way for the American people and American taxpayers. The Democrats in the minority were huge earmark reformers. In the majority, they appear to have no interest in changing the system. And last year, we forced them from their position, which was to drop every single earmark in at conference. After a week of our resistance, they backed away from that. We'd like to see them join us in an effort to really reform this process. We'd also like to see them move forward on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and put an act permanently in place that helps us secure the country. The Senate has a bill right now that's being perfected. I understand at least 13 Democrats from the House have written the Senate last week on the 28th of January and said we're supporting the Bond-Rockefeller bill in the Senate as a solution. I hope the product coming out of the Senate is a product that not only can House Republicans and those Democrats can be for, but also the Democrat leaders will bring to the floor. On another issue that I'm told just was pulled from the Foreign Affairs agenda this morning on the PEPFAR bill, this is a bill that deals with AIDS in Africa. This was a bill that the Democrats were using to reverse the social policies of encouraging abstinence, of discouraging prostitution, of not allowing money that would be used to fight AIDS to go for abortion and other services. That bill's been pulled today, largely, I think, because of Representative Pence and others on the Foreign Affairs Committee that said we're not going to let this kind of bill go unchallenged. We're not going to let these changes be made without a huge challenge in the Foreign Affairs Committee and on the floor of the House. And I hope that when that bill does come to the floor, it reflects more of the president's principles, principles that in the during his presidency have expanded the amount of money and aid going to Africa to fight poverty and AIDS by four times. And that's what that bill ought to be focused on, not trying to socially engineer what happens in Africa in a negative way. Stranger?
In poll after poll on Super Tuesday, voters came out and say the economy is our biggest concern and biggest issue that's going on. We passed a stimulus package in the House 9 days ago, and it languishes in the Senate. I had a round table with business owners. I was a business owner of a small business for 20 years, and so I asked people that in my district that I know well, came together and said, you know, is this going to be important to you? Is it going to help you? And they said, absolutely, it helps our working Americans and small business in really an enormous way, but only if it's real and only if it comes soon. It could only be effective if it happens now. So I would urge the Senate, urge the Democrats to pass the stimulus and let us help those working Americans.
Questions?
Excellent.
Regarding these issues...
You're having a really bad hair day, just so you know.
Regarding these issues that have been raised at the RCC, clearly you can't talk about law specifics, but I'm wondering what your thoughts are about this potential audit problem and its impact on fundraising moving forward.
Well, I think that Tom Cole and the audit committee at the NRCC are doing everything possible to get to the bottom of what in fact occurred. We'll get to the bottom of it in it. And we're going to continue to do our job of raising money to help us earn back our majority.
In terms of the committee filling the appropriation seat next year, would you say how important it is basically raising money for the party versus maybe picking somebody who has a tough race?
The steering committee will meet next week to decide which member to appoint to the appropriations committee. There are a number of considerations that are involved in terms of who that person ought to be. And the steering committee will decide. Until we get in the room, there hasn't been no discussion. But we're obviously looking for a member who can serve that committee well. And I'm confident that we'll find one.
Mr. Lee, can you talk about the stimulus package and whether or not you'd like to see the House bill come back in its current form and just go to the President, or whether you would like to see 20 million seniors, the ones added, veterans, what would you like to see added to the bill in the Senate?
Well, Speaker Pelosi put out a statement last night that I agree with, that the current House bill that's languishing in the Senate, if it were to come back with money for low-income seniors and disabled veterans, and a further clarification on the illegal immigrant issue in terms of their capacity or ability to accept these checks, which we think we covered in the House. But if that bill were to come back, we would embrace it, and I think the Bush White House would sign it into law. But the important thing is that the Senate needs to get their work done. They need to get this bill on the floor. We need to get it to the President's desk by mid to late next week at the latest so that we are in a position, the IRS is in a position, to be able to get these checks out to the American people and this tax relief to small businesses around the country to help support what's a weakening economy.
If you don't succeed in your earmark of the previous question vote today, can you go into a little more detail about what kind of recourse you have?
House Republicans believe that fundamental earmark reform is critical to the effort to show the American people that we're looking for wasteful spending. And it's not just earmarks. There are other programs that are funded around here that, that really ought to get more scrutiny than they've got. Listen, this problem has come about as a result of Democrats and Republicans. And frankly, I believe that in a bipartisan way, we ought to join arms to fix the problem. The American taxpayers are working hard every day to make money, to support their family, and to pay their taxes. And they expect their taxes to be spent by us here in Washington wisely and not spent frivolously, which there are always a handful of examples to support the idea that that we're not spending their money as well as we could.
Mr. Green, if Democrats refuse to do an earmark moratorium, which it looks like they are, why not embarrass them by having Republicans boycott the earmark process and not submit thousands of letters for their own earmarks?
Well, there's a lot of options in terms of how we're going to proceed. I'm disappointed that Ms. Pelosi did not reach out to us and work to try to find a bipartisan way to address this problem. But we have a number of options available to us, and in the coming days, you'll see those options unfold.
Thank you.